It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yes, it's time for What's the Buzz. Today we've got Emily in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Looking forward to getting stuck into it. Today we're talking all about mixing your drugs and how you can stay safe doing that.
Yeah, totally. I think it's something that we don't often think about, especially when people are having a good night. I was just saying to you guys before, when we do drug checking, we ask people, like, do you plan on mixing it with anything else? And a lot of people are like, no. And then we say, well, what are you going to drink? They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink. You're like, well, alcohol is also a drug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that's really kind of key for me is that when we do our yearly overdose report, we found that in most of the fatal overdose cases, over half of the cases involved at least four different substances, and 46% involved five or more substances. That includes drugs and medicine. So your risk of having something serious happening really increases the more substances that you use. And it's really common for people, you know, to have more serious effects if they're using multiple drugs. So that's really why it's a highlight kind of harm reduction message that we want to get out to people.
I think especially because a lot of the time people are thinking about mixing drugs as in like the recreational drugs that they're going to take.
Totally.
If you're already on medication or prescription drugs for something else or antidepressants or whatever, that's totally going to have an effect.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. And we know that, you know, more substances equals greater risk, but there are kind of some key combinations that like more significantly increase your risk. So one is combining like depressants and depressants. So that's like, you know, your alcohol, your ketamine, your G-type substances, benzos, opioids. This was kind of the most common that we see in our overdose data that results in overdose death, is having kind of two or more depressant systems in your body. And that's just because it slows everything down, slows your breathing, slows your heart rate, and it can slow it down to really dangerous levels, obviously, which can be significant and result in death. So, you know, with those substances, obviously recommend ideally not combining them, or if you are trying to take, you know, half as much of both of the substances if you can. If you do have an opioid with you, then make sure you have naloxone, and also don't use alone, because obviously when, especially with those depressants, you often don't recognize that you're overdosing until it's too late to get help. So that's a really key one. Another one you guys have probably, maybe we've even talked about on the show before, but is mixing drugs that work on your serotonin system. So that includes like drugs like amphetamines and MDMA, but also like medicines like tramadol, SSRIs, you know, antidepressant medications. And it's rare, but those combinations can result in something called serotonin syndrome, which is basically where your body's flooded with too much serotonin, which whenever I say that, it's like, doesn't that sound good? But it's not. Too much is not good.
Yeah.
And it can be dangerous and fatal if it's not treated. So, you know, if you are, again, mixing serotonergic drugs together, it's really important that you kind of space them out. Ideally, you know, take less, and also just monitor for the symptoms. So things like feeling really sweaty, shaking, having a really sudden bad headache, those are all signs of serotonin syndrome. Because if you get to a hospital quickly, you know, they're able to treat you. But if you leave it and think, oh, maybe I'm just like, you know, I have a headache because I've been drinking too much, then that's where things can get more serious.
There's definitely some combinations in there that are like a little bit alarming, I feel like, for a few people that have become probably quite normalized in party culture, you know, like ketamine and alcohol.
People are totally
mixing it all the time.
Definitely. And those are kind of some of the, you know, the highlight substances. So ketamine and alcohol is one that people don't think of, but obviously if you take too much ketamine, you can K-hole, you can't move your body. And if you're mixing it with alcohol or another substance that is more likely to make you vomit, obviously you can choke on your vomit, which is a big risk with those substances. There's other combinations like cocaine and alcohol creates a different substance in your body called cocoethylene, and that's really tough on your liver and can also increase the kind of risk of overdose from both substances. So that's one that a lot of people don't know about, like cocaine and alcohol. That seems like one's a depressant, one's a stimulant, so surely it's fine. But that's another risky one. And there's some random ones too, like mixing poppers, you know, like Rush with like Viagra or medications for erectile dysfunction is actually super dangerous, because they both basically dilate your blood vessels and they can cause serious drops in blood pressure that can be fatal. But a lot of people just, you know, wouldn't know that. So, you know, kind of our biggest emphasis with this, with that kind of stuff, is don't just assume that the combination you're taking is safe because you think that it is. Like, go do your research, go on the level, go on TripSit, has really great kind of interaction chart and also different substances that you can plug in and then check, is this dangerous or not? There's even like pharmaceutical tools like drugs.com where you can plug in kind of common illicit drugs and medications and see what the risk is. Because it's really easy to just take for granted that you know that that your combination is safe, but actually there's a lot of strange ones out there that people don't think of until, you know, something bad happens.
For sure. There's a lot of risk involved. And I guess like there'll probably be people out there that are thinking, oh, maybe it's best just not to mix at all. But doing a bit of research and knowing your background, because there are safe combinations as well.
And I think the main thing is, like, you know, we want to strike that balance, obviously, in harm reduction between making sure that we don't overstate the risk and make kind of people feel like we're fear-mongering. Like, if you mix any drug, you're going to die. But also kind of, you know, explain the risks and make sure people can identify those combinations. And things like mixing kind of stimulants and depressants together is kind of a common one that people think is fine because they work on different parts of your body. But what we find is actually when people mix, say, like we talked, MDMA and alcohol is really common, they can almost kind of mask each other's effects. So you keep taking more of both and then don't realize how much you've taken until one starts to wear off. And then you're like, oh, I've taken way too much MDMA or I've drunk way too much. And so I think even if you're not feeling it in your body necessarily at the time, that doesn't mean that it's a safe combination. And so I think that education, as you say, is really important, and just making sure that people have access to the resources to be able to research their combination. So if they are mixing, they can be like, cool, I'm not going to take a mega dose of ketamine and a mega dose of MDMA. I'm just going to, like, you know, keep it steady, time my doses, watch how they affect me.
Yeah, potentially be a little bit more sort of intentional about your plans as well, because I guess for a lot of people, when mixing happens, it's often because, like, they'll have a bit of something and then somebody else has got something.
Totally. They may offer them. Like, it's like, oh, well, all right, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say, too, one of my biggest tips is, like, if it's your first time using a drug, that's probably not the time to try mixing.
No.
Sage advice.
You know, if it's your first time using LSD, maybe just do that, because you don't know, it's unpredictable as it is. So it's like, you know, my kind of wisdom is that that's not the time to try mixing, and actually that you kind of need to have some experience before you even start to think about, you know, combining things.
The other thing you mentioned off air was potentially mixing a lot of psychedelics together, which could be not necessary physiologically harmful, but could be quite psychologically a bit of a
crazy
trip.
We were talking about the interaction charts and how they're often like, you can mix LSD and mushrooms and mescaline and DMT and you'll be fine. But it's like, actually those combinations can be, again, really psychologically overwhelming, even if your kind of risk to your body is lower. It's the same with kind of, you know, like stimulants. Again, people kind of see it as safer, but they both speed up your body function so significantly. And that can be as simple as like drinking 10 vodka Red Bulls and doing cocaine. It's like all that caffeine is a massive impact on your body on top of the cocaine, which is a stimulant. And we actually see those caffeine stimulant combinations causing people quite a lot of harm. And you think caffeine's like so benign to most of us who drink coffee every day. But you know, when you're taking drugs, it changes the context.
Fascinating stuff. Everyone, do your research.
100%.
Yes, be safe, listeners, because we love you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Emily. I've learned a lot, as per usual.
Thank you.
Great to have you in the studio again. And thank you to The Level for bringing us What's the Buzz.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.